I said yesterday, if you love Jesus, you will love His Word. You will have an appreciation for the Word of God. And we started looking in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, and we see in the book of Nehemiah where the people went to Ezra the scribe and they asked Ezra to read the Word to them. And they stood. They stood. And the Bible says that they stood from morning until midday before the men and the women and those who could understand, and all the ears of the people were attentive unto the book of the law. In other words, they were attentive. They weren't sitting in church. you know what I mean. They weren't texting. They weren't checking their messages. They weren't on Facebook. They were not talking or passing notes. They were listening to the word, and they listened for about 6 hours. Now, I don't know about you, but in my church, if I preach 6 hours, I may be preaching to myself after a couple of hours. I might have a few stay for an hour or two, but most people, they can even last over 30 minutes for a sermon. Why? Because we're living in a day and age that we don't have the appreciation for the word that we once had, my friend. Ezra, he was declaring the word of the Lord. There were men on each side of him, and they were expounding on the word, and he was preaching from a pulpit of wood that they made for the purpose of him declaring the word of the Lord. And you might say, well, why wood? Well, wood, a wood pulpit, it symbolizes the cross, a type and shadow of Jesus Christ. The message of Jesus Christ is the only message that should be preached from the pulpit. There were preachers to Ezra, as I said, on the right and on the left. And when he would read a portion, they would basically step up and expound on the word. Verse number 5 of Nehemiah 8, it says, "And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people." And I love that. In the sight of all the people. Yes, they could all see him, so they could hear him. But not only that, I believe there is sight. You're spiritual eyes are open when your spiritual ears are hearing what the Spirit of the Lord say. How many times have you read a scripture over and over again, but then you heard a sermon or you heard a teacher expound on that same passage and revelation came to you? Wow. In verse 5, it says, "And when he opened the word, all the people stood up." Why? Because they were honoring the word of God. Honoring the word of God. Why? Because there was an appreciation for the preaching, the reading of the scriptures. And I pray that's for you in your life as well. Speaking of appreciation for the word, our coaching CD is going to help you become rich in faith. Today is the last day of March, and today is the last day that you can get the coaching CD for this month. And many of you who give, maybe you could give more this month. And others of you, possibly you forgot to give in the month of March. If that's the case, or maybe you just didn't get around to giving and you've thought about giving, I believe today is the day. Would you write to us at He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. With your best love gift of $15 or more, we will get this month of March coaching CD back to you. And we need to hear from you. If you listen online at he'salive.net, and many do listen online, and we appreciate it, we would also love to hear from you as well. Understand, every station has to be fully funded to remain. Write to us or go online and give at he'salive.net. Once again, our address is P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. We'll continue on the appreciation for the Word of God tomorrow.